You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with two of the people that probably know more about the condo market than just about anybody else in South Florida. We've got my friend Peter Z, who I won't butcher his name again. How do you say that last name, Peter?
Depends on what part of the town you're in, but Zalewski, Zalewski, if you want to go Russian.
How about the condo guy?
What's the other part of town?
some part that's not Slavic.
Okay. Oh. And then we've got Seth Dennison, and Seth is the founder of?
Brickell Ventures.
All right. What is Brickell Ventures, Seth?
We are a private equity fund that focuses on the acquisition of residential condos in downtown Miami.
Okay, very cool. Why would the fund be focused on that, Peter?
Oh, because it's all going to heck.
Oh, wow. Thank you for using a radio-friendly word there. So why do you think that things are have clay feet?
Seth, you want me to answer that or you want to take it? Yeah, it's very simple. We are like heroin addicts. We like the high. So we build, we sell the units, and then lo and behold, market changes, and then we have to go through our withdrawals. So did you ever see the movie Trainspotting?
Huh?
Trainspotting, Irvin Welsh.
He's a
Scottish author who actually lives on the beach, splits his time between the beach and here. And if you watch that movie, you'll get a good idea as to how the Miami condo market works. It's all about the high. Everybody's loving it. They're partying like rock stars. And lo and behold, at some point, you run out of cash, and then you have to go through withdrawals and wean yourself off.
Wow. Before we get any further, Seth, we were introduced by Melissa, and I want to say a thank you to Melissa for introducing us and for helping me out as my personal banker. I want to say a high five to Melissa, by the way.
Can you believe that was almost 8 years ago?
No way.
Seems like just yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's happened in the last 8 years in the condo market that prompted you to want to put together Brickell Ventures, your opportunity fund?
Well, we're really more focused on the last six, but in the last six, we had a pre-development cycle in 12 to 14. A lot of people went down to South America, a bunch of units were sold pre-development for 50% deposits, a bunch of promises made of 20% profits on the back end at the closing table. Lo and behold, here we are in 2018, and those buyers are sitting at the closing table without being able to dispose of their units because there's just too much saturation on the market.
Peter, why would he say that?
I think as you look around, you're seeing a ton of towers going up and you're seeing a ton of units that are trying to be resold. I mean, generally speaking, of the units that have been announced during this cycle, you're looking at about 47,000. If anybody was here back last go around between 2003 and 2010, we put up about 49,000. So we're pretty much on par with last time. Roughly 72% of all of the condos that are coming this cycle, which began roughly in about 2011 or so, about 71% are in Dade County. Drill down even further, roughly 45% of all condos this cycle, they're in downtown Miami. So you can imagine where we're playing.
Yeah, it seems to me like you've picked that out as a place, and I guess you'd know building by building where the inventory is?
Well, last cycle, anybody remembers me from the condo vulture days, we had to go in and model all the different buildings, figure out where the unsold inventory was. This time, developers were handing out the information, so we said, let's just start collecting it all, put it in a database, hence Crane Spotters, and now that the market's going to heck, where you're simply using that information against the developers.
So then you've done a number of walkabouts, I'll call them, where you go with people that are interested in investing with Seth and you in your fund. Tell me a little bit about that, Seth. How does that work?
Yeah, so a lot of out-of-towners really can't appreciate the depth of this market without actually going and pounding the pavement. When you're in a car, there's just something that's limiting about that. You can't see all the different cranes that are up in the air and the different people walking around, buildings, etc. So when you go and actually pound the pavement and you can see every corner and every nook and cranny, it really is very telling.
You know, so you mentioned that it's people from out of town that you walk around. Are you finding that people from in town are focused on this? Maybe they're fatigued. Maybe it's not something that they see right in front of their face. What is the apparent perception that people in our market have of what's going on? I'm going to ask Seth again, Seth, because you talk to everybody.
Sure. So a lot of the out-of-towners really don't understand the depth as I mentioned before. The folks that are here, they smell the blood in the water. They don't believe that it's here yet. And so everybody that I've spoken to locally just keeps on saying, well, let's talk about it in 6 months. Let's talk about it in 12 months. But the out-of-towners, they're seeing that writing on the wall. And so what we're doing with a lot of the New York and Los Angeles, Atlanta-based investors that are backing our fund is we're showing them why ultimately we're on the brink and the precipice of distress.
Can I give you the rub, Jim?
Give it to me. I was going to come right back to you. You haven't had enough coffee. You haven't interrupted yet. So now I think we're getting where we need to go.
About 9 o'clock is when I peak, so I'm just building up. I'm on the right side of the curve.
Well, we're going to get there. We're going
to
get there.
All right. So if I can, to add to what Seth is sort of talking about, effectively most of the people in this town work on the sell side. They're selling condos, they're building condos, they're doing build out, they're doing a variety of different things. So the big game, if you're going out hunting and you're going to need to sort of nourish yourself off of something, what it is, it's the condos. So as the condo market goes to heck, a lot of people are suddenly under serious pressure, whether you're land tile, whether you're doing finance, you're doing title, you're doing a variety of different things. So you might live horizontal in what I call Kendallandia, which is the western suburbs. But lo and behold, whatever happens at the condo market, the vertical stuff, that's probably going to impact the way you live your lifestyle going forward. And last cycle was a good example. Example of that.
Yeah, well, this town has always been built on residential. It's just that it was horizontal for so many years. We've had, you know, two cycles, maybe two and a half, because I think the cycle before the last one, a little bit more. It used to be that they'd only build one building at a time. Usually that building was by country. You know, you could see this is when the Venezuelans came, this is when the Colombians came, these were the Jews from New York. It's totally different now. Tell me what the difference is, Peter.
I think what the difference is this go around is you had a lot of foreign money that came in here. They had very rich currencies against U.S. dollar. Remember, go back to 2011. This country was struggling. It was coming out of the Great Recession. A variety of different things were going on.
Weak dollar.
I mean, the damn Canadians. They were coming down. The Canadian currency, if you ask one of them, the loonie should be going for about 70 cents to the dollar, to the U.S. dollar. Lo and behold, what's happening now, or what happened during the downturn, it was on par. It was actually more valuable than U.S. dollar. And now it's retreating. And as it retreats, those people who felt wealthy 5, 6, 7 years ago, they put down their cash. Now they're realizing that maybe they're not as wealthy as they thought they were going to be.
And what happened with the Latin American folks?
Well, part of it has to do with what I call the orange swan in Wall Street. They call it the black swan when there's an event that you don't necessarily see coming. I call it the orange swan because
I guess I get what it is.
The immigration issue has been really critical to Dade, more so than anywhere else in South Florida. So as people are feeling unwelcome, what they're saying is, okay, I still want to invest in, say, Miami, but I'm not necessarily sure if I want to be here for the next 7 years if he gets reelected. At least I'll ride it out for the next couple of years. What that's doing is creating a vacuum and an opportunity, which is why where Seth and I come in.
Yeah, and also, if they're not going to be there, then they're going to want to rent. And so I got to believe that there's impact on that as well. Do you track rental units and rental buildings?
Rental buildings are difficult to track simply because it's the Wild West. And anybody out there who doesn't really know how the play or the hustle works in Miami, when you begin in real estate, the last bit of business you want to do is rentals. Why? Because renters are flakes. They'll flip out. They're not going to rent a place. You spend all kind of time. They end up going somewhere else. Deal gets done in 3 days and you make a grand. Lo and behold, you sell a condo. You get a 10% commission, $500,000 condo. You're putting 50 grand in your pocket. So not a lot of people want to use the rental game other than the rookies. So the rookies, you then take the information. They put it in what's called the multiple listing service. That information may or may not be correct. And you also have out-of-town REITs who are going to turn around and not list the information in the MLS. So in other words, the rental market is a total scam. You have no idea what things are trading at. The only thing you can do is lick your finger, hold it up, and see which way the wind's blowing.
I got to have this guy on more often. My gosh, Peter. Can you do me a favor? We're going to take a break for a second. I'm going to ask Peter to go get some more coffee. Seth, you stay here with me.
No more coffee.
No, I want this guy a gallon of coffee. We should have Cafe Bustelo as a sponsor, Wanda. Can you work on that for me?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And also, Wanda, I think I'm going to give these guys a little indication of how good I'm feeling with them. So let's give them a high five.
We do everything we...
Wanda, you pushed the thank you. Wanda, you recorded it. When you recorded it,
it's because I'm standing up. I can't reach buttons.
You are the best. Okay, well, we're going to come back. You guys can spend another few minutes with me, right?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
This is great. Okay, well, if you want to know about condos, I got the guys that know about the condos, at least in downtown. And maybe, and afterwards, we're going to talk with Craig Stuchnicki from ISG. They're all over Dade County and South Broward. So we got a real good bird's eye view of the condo market. I'm starting to talk like you,
yeah,
Peter.
Yeah, you are.
I am talking like him. So we'll be back after this as I try to find my voice.